The USMCA Review and Sunflowers. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Visiting here today with Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association, John Sandbakken, and the USMCA. That is set to be reviewed this July. I guess, does that have any big impact on the sunflower industry or anything we should be watching out for there on the sunflower side?
Well, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And we are part of the USMCA coalition. There's 40 commodity groups that are advocating to have the USMCA stay in place with some minor adjustments for commodities that were affected differently. For sunflower, our top market for sunflower oil is Canada. For confectionery kernels is Canada. Mexico is our largest in-shell market, also a good oil market. So really, when you look at exports, Canada and Mexico are key partners. And right now, for both markets, we have duty-free access, and we just want to maintain that. As we do have it in the current USMCA agreement. And so we've been pushing really hard to get the president and the administration to be supportive of that. And we'll continue to do that as long as this process continues.
Absolutely. Seems like it's a big topic nowadays, as that's going to be reviewed here. But I guess you do have some, I saw in your release, you have some county elections coming up, I guess, in North Dakota. So anything you'd want to touch on there?
Well, I would just encourage, producers, we have a couple districts that, where they can go to their counties and just check with your extension agent. They'll know what times the elections are going to be held. And we want to have good representation on our board. And, we're one of the few states where you can go down to the county level and elect people to be on our board. So it's just a good thing, and just would encourage people to turn out.
Absolutely. All right. Any closing comments or anything to wrap up with?
It's looking to be another positive year for sunflower, and we're just excited for what's going to come in the year ahead.
Again, John Sandbakken, Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.